It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Caitlin Kozad.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I'm your host, Caitlin Kozad, and for today's show, we will be talking about the 12 Days of Giving program. Hashtag GS Gives Back if you're following along on social media. Joining me this morning is Mr. Nazario Rivera. He's a community health worker at Good Shepherd. Naz, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to talk about Good Shepherd's 12 Days of Giving program. Now, this is a charity donation program just in time for the holidays that Good Shepherd has been hosting for 3 years now. So, Naz, tell us a little about what got this program started.
Well, at first, we had many departments at Good Shepherd conducting their own individual donation programs with various contests to gather the most goods for our local charities. And so we decided to make this a facility-wide initiative to combine forces and contribute as a healthcare system in an organized effort to collect the most goods we could for the community.
Awesome. So the 12 Days of Giving program gives to local charities in the area, which is an amazing way to give back, especially this time of year when the need may be even greater. So Naz, tell us what charities Good Shepherd donates to from the 12 Days of Giving?
Yeah, we have a number of organizations, including the Connections Program at Good Shepherd, the Agape House, Domestic Violence Services, Clearview Mediation, Medical Loan Closet, Pet Rescue, Umatilla Moral Wick and Head Start, Desert Rose Ministries, Hermiston Warming Station, Friends of Hermiston, Umatilla, and Stanfield Libraries, the Christmas Express, SANE, which stands for the Sexual Assault Examiner and Nurse Program, local food pantries, and pregnancy services.
Wow, that is a number of different organizations that Good Shepherd has donated to. What has the response been from all these organizations that receive these donations over the years?
Overall, the response has been great. We've actually added a couple organizations here recently, and we're excited to contribute to programs like the SANE program.
Yeah, that's a neat program, and that's through Good Shepherd, right?
Correct, yes.
Yes, fantastic. So what sort of goods are being donated to these organizations, Naz?
So it's a number of things. There's things like food that we would donate to organizations like Agape House, Desert Rose Ministries, and the Hermiston Warming Station. We also donate things like mittens and coats to folks in the Connections Program, people who seek out services at Desert Rose Ministries and also the Hermiston Warming Station. We donate pet food to Pet Rescue. Also, we have books or school supplies that would go to organizations like WIC or the local libraries. And of course, things like diapers and baby clothes to pregnancy services. Also, many care and personal hygiene products are distributed to several organizations that we mentioned here earlier.
Wow, I'm sure that's not an exhaustive list. There's probably even more than just that. It's a wonderful thing to hear about all of these different goods that our community and the Good Shepherd employees have donated that are going to so many organizations in need. How many goods were donated last year? Do you have that final number?
Yeah, so we're actually excited to share that last year was a record for Good Shepherd, donating a total of 3,617 items.
Wow.
Which is well over 1,000 more than our goal. We are really pleased with contributions that we were able to make and hope that we can do even better this year.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I'm sure our local charities were thrilled to be on the receiving end. And where they get to witness the difference those items make in the lives of people in our communities. So, Naz, tell us about how the 12 Days of Giving program actually works.
So, yeah, it follows the 12 Days of Christmas Carol, and we have rewritten the lyrics so that it fits with the specific needs of the charity we're emphasizing on each of the 12 days, while still trying to keep some of the original elements which make the song so fun. So there's still a partridge in a pear tree, if you're curious to know.
How fun. So maybe you could give us an example So what's in store for the first day?
Yeah, so each day is a new theme based on the carol. November 25th, the day is titled Partridge in a Pear Tree, and the flyer states, "Today calls for a partridge for your tree. Partridges are tough catches, you see. The bird flew the coop, leaving nothing behind but some sweet barlet pears, the very best kind. Please bring non-perishable food items today."
That's perfect and very creative, I might add. So let's talk about how this works a bit more. So if I'm a community member interested in donating, where do I take the goods?
So we've had such a great response from our community in the past. There are actually three drop-off locations. One would be the Good Shepherd Main Hospital entrance. So right when you walk in there, over by the emergency department, we'd have a drop-off location. We also have another drop-off location over by the Good Shepherd Medical Group Clinic at the other end of our hospital. And this year we've actually added another location, which is in our medical plaza, just right off the main hospital there.
Oh, neat. So there's three total different locations where community members can drop off, including employees, which makes it really convenient for a quick drop off and then get on with our days, so to speak. So can community members donate more than just goods?
Yes. And in the past, actually, we've received many gift cards and cash donations, which can be accepted by the receptionists in these local in those locations held until the last day of the 12 Days of Giving program. Once we receive these, we use these donations to buy things that we might be missing or specific items for different programs that we didn't list on our flyer here.
Fantastic. What a great way to give back beyond just the goods we already have in our households. So do these organizations that we are collecting for know that they will be receiving some items from this donation program?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go ahead and reach out to these organizations just to make sure that they're still on board and to kind of gauge what kind of items they're needing this holiday season. Once we do that, we set up a list and organize everything and then distribute it out shortly after the 12 days are over.
Fantastic. So what are some of the major items that are needed this year?
So I think a big thing here in the community would be diapers. That's always something that comes up. So we definitely ask for folks that maybe have some diapers that their kids have outgrown or just want to purchase some diapers. Those are definitely a hot commodity around this area.
And is it diapers in all sizes, Naz, or is there a particular size or...
Yeah, definitely. All sizes are definitely needed.
Okay. And any other things that are major items or something that we could consider bringing in? I was thinking along the lines of like books and school supplies. And then, of course, isn't there food? Like we could bring both dry and perishable items, right?
Yeah, so we have a number of organizations that are needing food, things like places like the Warming Station, Desert Rose Ministries, and Agape House, which also help the Christmas Express. I know during that they also hand out food, so food is definitely something that a lot of organizations are also asking for.
Yeah, especially this time of year when winter is here and upon us. So the 12 Days of Giving program plays on the rhymes, as we had talked about, of the 12 Days of Christmas song. So Naz, share with our listeners some of your favorite days. Let's share a couple more of the rhymes just so that our audience knows exactly what we are talking about here.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So on Wednesday, November 27th, or day three of the 12 Days of Giving, it's titled French Hens, and it says, "The three French hens have to clean their nests to help it look the very best. Please bring cleaning supplies such as laundry and dish soap and paper products today."
Any others, Naz?
Oh, yeah. Another good one. I really like Friday, which is November 29th, or day five of the 12 Days of Giving. And it's titled Golden Rings. and says five golden rings would be the normal gift, but we would like to try a twist. Please help us with Santa's list by bringing new unwrapped children's toys today.
Oh, come on, Naz. I thought you were going to sing it for us.
Oh, no. You don't want to hear that.
maybe I'll read one more here. So let's see. Yeah, on Thursday, December 5th, it says Piper's Piping. It states 11 pipers piping outside would be cold. To leave them on the doorstep, would you two be bold? We are hoping you could be an angel for two more days. We'd just love to sing your praise. Please bring sweaters and coats for individuals of all ages. Yeah, well, that's definitely fun and nice to throw in some of that Christmas spirit. It's definitely a fun way to get into the Christmas spirit of giving back to the wonderful community we live in. If you're just joining us, be sure to mark your calendars for Good Shepherd Healthcare System's 12 Days of Giving starting on Monday, November 25th and ending on Friday, December 6th. If you want to know more about this program and how it works, you can call 541-667-3502. You'll probably hear from Naz himself, and he can help you with any questions that you might have. Be sure to get on Facebook, too, and like Good Shepherd Healthcare Systems page, where we will post reminders each day of what items our community can bring in to donate to our local charities. And you heard it from Naz Rivera, Good Shepherd's community health worker, that this program has been a huge success, thanks in part to the amazing response from our community. Last year, 3,617 items were donated, right, Naz?
Correct.
And imagine the impact that had on those in our community that really needed those items, especially during the winter months. So I wanted to bring up a couple other things that are great ways Good Shepherd is giving back. You may have already heard about the 16th annual Echo Toy Run coming up. Now, this is happening on Saturday, December 7th. It's in memory of Al Sells, where local bikers will be gathering in Echo, along with all the donated new unwrapped toys, and then they'll be driving to Good Shepherd Healthcare Systems parking lot. They'll be arriving probably around 12:30 p.m. on December 7th. So many people gather, including community members and employees, and they're excited to see all of these bikers driving up. And these toys are given to children that are patients at Good Shepherd to help lift their spirits. The toys are also donated to the Hermiston Police Department's Christmas Express program. So that's another great way to give back if you're interested. Also coming up this weekend at Good Shepherd, they're offering free community flu shots. Now, this is happening from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, November 16th, and it's at Good Shepherd Healthcare System, so that's at 610 Northwest 11th Street, and it'll be held in Conference Centers 1 and 2. I believe these are the largest conference centers at Good Shepherd. And I heard they have quite a bit of stock. They're looking to give away between 500 and 700 flu shots. And I understand that you don't have to register for it. So mark your calendars for this Saturday. Bring your family along and get your free flu shot. And don't forget about our 12 Days of Giving program. Again, the dates for that are November 25th through Friday, December 6th. And be sure to come in and drop off at those three donation locations we had talked about and bring in all sorts of your household goods. And we also accept cash and gift cards. And it's a really great way to get into the Christmas spirit and give back to the community we so love and are so fortunate to be a part of. Naz, thank you for your time this morning. And we look forward to another successful 12 Days of Giving program at Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.